Okay, welcome back, gentlemen, to another evening, another session of the Thursday evening Musa Shir, and this is CD number 22, and it's Shir number 4 for the Shar HaGaiva. And last week, if you recall, we were discussing the issue of a person trying to find the middle road of not to act in a manner which is haughty. On the other hand, not becoming, as we called it, too religious, and not taking on too much or letting go of too much. So now the Orech HaTzadikim on Daf Tazayin, it is five lines from the top of the page. We left in the middle of the paragraph last week. And he offers the middle of the road. HaDerech HaYeshara Ba'adam. The proper path for a person is Sheyehi Naki B'chol Inyanav. A person should attempt to be clean in all of his manners and all of his issues. Ki hanekios yaderech el amasim tovim, because cleanliness is the way to all good deeds. What they used to say, cleanliness is next to godliness. In other words, whether the manner you choose, and he's going to make some suggestions, it should be done in a clean fashion. Ketzad, how is this? So he says, number one, yilbash begadim beinanim, a person when he shops should buy clothing that are middle of the road clothing. Lo malbushim yikarim v'noim ma'osh hakol mistaklim bohem. He shouldn't buy the most expensive or good looking suit that everybody would glance at as you walk into a room. On the other hand, lo malbush aniim, and not the clothing of a pauper, shu mevazes lovshav, which is a denigration to a person who wears it. Ela begadim beinanim, they should be middle of the road, noim unikiim, nice and clean. And then he adds very interesting words here: ha'ani lefi anya ve'ashil lefi ashro. A pauper according to his poverty, and a wealthy man according to his wealth. In other words, commensurate with your bank account, with your portfolio, that is how you should shop, and that's how you should dress. In other words, if a person's a multimillionaire, yeah. So you're going to blame him for buying a suit, a $500 suit? What do you mean? I can't blame him for buying a $500. He could afford a $500 suit, and he knows it's going to be good quality, and he knows he's going to look good in it, so he's entitled to buy a $500 suit. Now, he could afford a $5,000 suit. And he's settling, so to speak, and he's buying, well, maybe you can call the Beinoni. Maybe the Beinoni suit is $500. That's the middle of the road for him. A pauper, on the other hand, a person who is not blessed with a large bank account. So for that person, for him to spend $100 for a suit, hey, that's fine. That's also fine. Maybe he could extend himself perhaps to $150, or he can go down to $75 or $50, and he finds the middle road for $100. So that for him is good. So this is very important. In other words, you cannot point a finger at anyone else and thinking he's spending too much or he's spending too little, unless you know the guy's bank account, which is very difficult to know. Now, I know there's a whole tumult these days, and I'm sure our local musician knows exactly what I'm referring to, the guidelines for weddings that have been established by certain great rabbis. Now, I can only recall to you that an incident, that which occurred in the late 70s. And somebody had approached Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to sign a petition way back then that people should not spend more than a certain amount of money on our wedding. And he wanted him to sign the petition. And Rabbi Yaakov's response was, if I got this straight, that is, if I recall correctly, it's been a few years. And his response was, if a man is wealthy, and he's blessed with wealth, and he takes care of his obligations, tzedakah, and he wants to make a wedding for his daughter, a fancy, nice, expensive wedding, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. So how can I sign a petition that he, which will include this person, that he can't spend over X amount of dollars? He could afford it. He does it stucca properly, and he wants to make, he's entitled to make the wedding that he wants to. There's nothing wrong with that. He says, but I'll make a suggestion of a different kind of petition that I will sign. A petition that reads that the people should learn Musar, so that we are educated and mechunach not to try to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. In other words, since that guy is making a wedding in the Waldorf Astoria for his daughter, so I'm a Waldorf Astoria, you remember that one? So I should do the same, so I'm going to borrow over my head and put myself into debt for who knows how many years because, how does it look? The other guy made a fancy wedding and I'm going to make a simple wedding? So he said, that petition I'll sign that people should learn Mussar not to keep up with the Joneses. But to put a cap, to put a ceiling on someone's, tastes for making a wedding, making a simcha, or for that matter, anything else that he wants to spend on. Now, of course, this doesn't suggest that a person who's blessed with money should go out and buy necessarily the most expensive watch and the most expensive car. And of course, we do. We are people, like we mentioned in the past, that we are people of tznius, people of humility, and we're not showy, and we don't like to, advertise what we have necessarily. But if so long as it's within a person's means and he's able to do it and he's not going to feel the dent, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that person spending more than the average person spends. And I believe that's probably what the Archol Tzaddikim means here when he adds those words. The poor man according to his poverty and a wealthy man according to his wealth. Let's continue. Gam achol yenoki, a person's food that he eats should be clean. V'lo yocham adani melech, and he shouldn't eat the foods of that are served to a king. Ach machol beinani umashke beinani lefi asagas yodo. Again, it should be food. Parv means middle of the road food and his drink. Doesn't have to be the most expensive bottled water, and doesn't have to be the most expensive meat. And again, he adds those words lefi asagas yodo, commensurate with what he could afford. V'lo person needs to be careful not to drink out of utensils, glasses, dishes that are not clean. Penyavor, lest he transgress the Aver in the Torah called Al Teshaksuas Nafshosechem. Do not make yourselves despicable. It's a Aver in the Torah. El Akol Yev Menekios. It should be with cleanliness. Gam Shulchano, Gam Itosu Yunikim. A person's table, a person's bed should be clean. V'chol Inyonav Yunikim. All of his issues, his clothing, his house, everything should be kept nice and clean. Now, then he goes on to another aspect, which to us, in this generation, it seems almost obvious. Gam gufo yenoki v'lo mezoham. His body, this is called personal hygiene. He shouldn't be sweaty, perspired. Ach yizoher lirchotz panav yodav v'raglov. He should be careful to wash his face, hands, and feet. Gam kol gufo yitim. And even his entire body, from time to time. Now again, you're talking about a time in history here when the Sefer was written, obviously, where people didn't have running water in the house. He went to a bathhouse. So, I don't know how often the custom was to go to a bathhouse, maybe once a week or so. But you had the water in the back of your house, so you washed certain parts of your body, and that was it. But certainly in our times, it's I would imagine it's the custom by everybody to bathe once a day, I would assume. Now take a look at the Maisa he tells here. Kashimotzino behilil hazakin. If you think it's a joke, gentlemen, in other words, if you think that he's saying to us like unnecessary lessons, you have to tell me, take a shower, of course I want to be clean, what's the big deal? So he tells the Maisa, Kashimotzino behilil hazakin. We find by the great Hillel, he departed from his talmidim, from his students one day. They were escorting him, they were walking with him. Amrulo, they said to him, they asked their Rebbe, where are you going? Amalehem, he said to them, Lasos mitzvah, I'm going to do a mitzvah. Amrulo, so they said to him, Mahi a mitzvah? Do you mind telling us what mitzvah you're going to do? Amalehem, he said to them, Lirchos bamerchatz, I'm going to take a shower. So Amrulo, they said to him the obvious question, V'chizoi mitzvah? Will you tell us first you're going to get to do a mitzvah? You tell him to take a shower? That's what this is a mitzvah. What's it a mitzvah? Amalehem? So he said to them, hey, yes, it is a mitzvah. And he gave a kal v'chomer. Here's the logic. Uma ikonin shel malachim. If the statues of kings, shema amidim osam bebote tatios, bebote karkosios, that they put up, they erect in their theaters and in their circuses. Mishem emuna aleihem, there's a person in charge, Morkon, he polishes them, v'shotfam, and he washes those statues. V'heim alim lo mezonos, what does this caretaker get in return? He gets fed from the king's table. V'lod, and furthermore, elishahum is gadelim gadolim malchus, he's growing up in the palace, he lives in the palace, or at least in an attachment to the palace. Ani, so Hillel says, I, shenivresi b'tzelem alakim u'dumus alakim, I am fashioned in the image of God, in the image of Hashem, shenema, based on the pasuk, familiar pasuk, b'tzelem alakim, also sa'odam, Hashem created us in His image. So he says, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that I should take care of this body. If the statue in the king's palace is taken care of and kept clean regularly, no. So the human being was a representation of Hashem, obviously should be kept clean. V'od, and furthermore, d'chsiv kol po'al Hashem l'mahaneihu. Every action of a person, every action that is done should be done for His sake. And this is a very important pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech wrote. The Malbim says on this pasuk that all that man does should result in Hashem being honored. So if you walk around the street and you lie and you look nice and trim and proper, then it's giving honor to Hashem. Otherwise, a person is schleppy, a person is unclean, a person is unkept, and his clothing are stained, and it's tattered, and he's not, nice. So people look at him and say, listen, this is a representation of Hashem. So it's a big responsibility to look nice and pressed. V'chol haniza badvorim, and any person, he says, who does this for the sake of the mitzvah, in other words, he makes sure he looks nice, proper, and trim, for the sake of a mitzvah, and not because I want people to look at me with this nice suit that I'm wearing, even though the way this person is taking care of himself appears to be haughtiness, because, hey, look at this guy. His hair is always nice. His suit is always pressed. His shoes are always shine. What's he trying to get our attention? He says, it may appear as gaiva, as haughtiness. Kivan shekavan oso l'shem shemayim, since this person's intention is for the sake of heaven, yesh bozeh mitzvah gedola, he considers it a big mitzvah. Imagine, you walk out of your house in the morning. I know my Rebbe, I used to pick him up from his house every day, and I know he had a mirror by his front door, and before he would exit the house, he would look at himself in the mirror, straighten out his beard, straighten out his hat to make sure he looks nice. That's I saw with my own eyes. Right. Nope. So a person has to look nice because it's a matter of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. And Aruch HaTzadikim goes so far as the last four words, he's saying, Yesh bo zeh mitzvah gedola. He doesn't just say this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah gedola, great mitzvah. So you see the importance of looking nice. Okay, gentlemen, we'll continue next week. Have a wonderful evening.